It's the 21st century and we're in Norway. Babies are snatched from the loving arms of their parents. Infants are grabbed from kindergarten and children are seized at school by an organization that was meant to put the best interest of the child first. These are the true life stories of the forgotten children.
Forgotten children.
Forgotten children.
Yeah, did you hear that in the intro? Babies are snatched from the loving arms of the families. Did you hear that? Can you imagine what a traumatic experience this must be for a child, but also for the parents? Can you even imagine that in Norway, sometimes babies are snatched away from their parents right after birth in hospital? Can you imagine that? Hello and welcome to the Forgotten Children podcast. I'm Bjorn Korf, and in this episode, I will share a story of a family that I've personally met. And for you to get the full picture, I want you to imagine that you were about to expect your first child. Now, what would you do? You would probably prepare your home for the arrival of your child, right? You would get a bed for the baby, a diaper changing table, and maybe you would even paint the room with nice and fancy colors, you know. And if you're expecting a baby girl, you would probably paint the room some white and pink, really fancy. And maybe you're listening as parents and you're probably thinking, yep, that's what we've done as well when our first baby was on the way. And the story that I'm going to share with you is the story of Natasha and Eric from Norway. They are a young Norwegian couple and they did actually expect twins. Natasha was pregnant with twins, with two baby girls. And they were really looking forward to the day when they would take their baby girls to their home. They had already prepared everything for them. And during the pregnancy, you know, they would talk to the babies, they would sing songs for them, so that these two little ones, who were not yet born, that they would already get used to the voices of their parents. And if you're a parent, you've probably done the same. And then came the big day when the twins were born. I won't mention their names so that we can keep their identity private. But Natasha and Eric, they had a wonderful time with their baby girls at the hospital right after birth. Unfortunately, this wonderful time lasted only for 3 or 4 hours, because then the Norwegian CPS, the Child Protection Service, they came in and removed the children, just like that. Can you imagine what a traumatic experience this must have been for both Natasha and Eric? They didn't even have the slightest chance to show that they are loving and capable parents. And then they came home, empty-handed. And then every day they see their empty home. They have to see the empty room where their children would have been now. And the children are gone. Can you imagine what sort of pain this must have been for the parents? So the question is, why did the Norwegian CPS actually take these two babies? Well, according to them, they said that Natasha is mentally disabled, and because of that, she cannot properly look after her children. So the children, they were just a few hours old, they were given into foster care with already the long-term goal in mind of permanent adoption. Now, why did they say that Natasha is mentally disabled? Well, as it turned out, they were referring to an old document from Natasha's early teenage years. When Natasha was 13 years old, she had an adoptive mother back then, and this adoptive mother claimed that Natasha was mentally disabled in order to get financial benefits. So it was a fraudulent document in the first place. But thank God, Natasha and Eric, they had a good lawyer by the name of Astrid Gusdal, and she was able to find out that this was a fraudulent document. And not only that, she also found out that Natasha was actually never ever diagnosed as mentally disabled. So the next thing they did was they ran IQ tests with Natasha. And the results of those tests proved that Natasha is an intelligent woman. Surprise, surprise. And with the proof that the CPS had used a fraudulent document, and with those results of the IQ tests, Natasha and Eric were able to get their children back. But it was a long, long procedure. I think it was about 7 months until they got their children back. Sounds like a happy ending, but the story doesn't end here. And I'll get back to that in a minute. But what really stunned me in this story was the fact that the CPS, the Child Protection Service, the Barnevernet, that's what they're called in Norway, that they came within 4 hours after the twins were born. Now, how did they discover this fraudulent document that quick? The children were just born. They were not yet even registered anywhere. I mean, come on, what are these guys in Norway at the Child Welfare Service doing all day long? Are they spying on other people's lives like the Stasi did in former East Germany? I mean, that's the impression you get when you look at cases like this one. And there are several other cases where the CPS have removed children right after birth. Oh, if you had a bad childhood, you can't possibly be a good mother or a good father, so we better take your newborn child and give it to someone else, you know? Well, as I said, Natasha and Eric, they got their twins back after 7 months. And if this story would have happened in my country instead of Norway, they would have received an apology from the authorities for the tremendous mistake they've made. Plus, they would have received an enormous financial compensation for all the pain and suffering that they had to go through. But not in Norway. The Barnevernet, the Child Protection, apparently can never admit that they are wrong or that they have done something wrong. So Natasha and Eric, they didn't even get an apology. And it got even worse. The Barnevernet wanted to get the children back, so they started to investigate on Natasha's and Eric's parental skills to see if they could find other reasons to remove the children. And Natasha and Eric were so afraid of losing their girls again that they fled the country. They went to Poland with their girls. But the thing is, even though if there is not a new case started against you, and even though you do have the parental rights, you are not allowed to leave Norway with your children if the Child Protection Service is investigating against you. So in Natasha's and Eric's case, they informed the police, and the police started looking for them, guess what, for kidnapping their own children. And they've been all over the news and the media in Norway. I met Natasha and Eric in Poland in early July of 2016, shortly after they had arrived in Poland. And the reason why I was there, because I wanted to see a demonstration that took place there against the Norwegian Child Protection Service. And I wanted to meet with parents who had lost their children, and I wanted to hear their stories. So that's how I was able to see Natasha and Eric and the twins. And I tell you, those girls, they were really cute girls. I think they were about 9 months old at the time when I saw them. And I tell you, the way how they were reacting to their parents and how they were smiling the whole time, you could really tell that those kids were really doing well. And if you go on our website, which is stepupforchildrensrights.com, and remember to replace the 4 with the number 4, stepupforchildrensrights.com. If you go on their website, you can actually see the photos that I've taken when I was in Poland and when I've met them. And the impression I got from Natasha and Eric was that they are a wonderful couple. They're just normal parents. There's nothing wrong with them that would justify these actions against them. But guess what? It got even worse. Before they've left Norway, they came in contact with Australian journalists who wanted to do a television documentary on Norway's stolen children. And those were journalists from SBS Dateline, which is an Australian TV station. And it was really an excellent documentary. And Natasha and Eric were featured in there with their story. So before they went to Poland, they shared their story with those journalists. And a couple of days after I have met them in Poland, this TV documentary was shown on Australian television. And it was also put on the internet. Now, guess what the reaction was in Norway after the documentary went on air? You're not going to believe this, but immediately Natasha and Eric were cut off their bank accounts and they were not able anymore to get access to their own money. How cruel is that? Can you imagine that? Not having access to your own money anymore? So the next thing that happened was that friends of them opened a donation account so that friends and relatives were able to send them some money so that they were able to survive until Eric could get a new job. Isn't that horrible? The Barnevernet, the Child Protection Service in Norway, those who are supposed to protect children and families, they haven't done anything else in this case but destroying the normal life of this wonderful family. That's so disgusting. And you know, if you actually meet those families and not just only hear about them or read about them, and if you see that they are normal people and that there is nothing wrong with them, and that even their lawyers say that there's nothing wrong, it really breaks your heart when you hear these stories. And I hope that your heart is broken as you hear this podcast. And maybe you ask yourself the question, well, what can I do to help? Let me tell you, you've got a voice. You can raise your voice for those who haven't got a voice. And if you want to help, then please subscribe to this podcast and share it with others. Make others aware of it. And here's another thing you can do. Rate us on iTunes so that others will discover this podcast on iTunes as well. With that being said, this wraps it up for this episode. And now that I've told you another story about what's happening in Norway, it's time for you to get involved and step up for the forgotten children. Thank you for listening. My name is Bjørn Korf, and this is the Forgotten Children Podcast.